Blog Talk Radio.
Oh yeah. To raise up your voice, and it's time to be entertained, enlightened, and learn more about what you already know. It's showtime, and you're on the online happy hour. Now, for those that don't know, this show is designed for all of us, and I do mean all of us, to get an outside perspective on the inside of someone else's life. Here we go, folks. BlogTalkRadio.com/ How was your weekend? Spelled was with a Z. The call-in number tonight is 646-727-3279. I want to say hello and welcome to the audience tonight. For those that have heard this show before and those who are listening for the very first time, my name is Andy Brown, and I live vicariously through you. Broadcasting live out of the Dallas-Fort Worth area, each and every Tuesday night, 8 o'clock p.m. Central Time, this is the place to be. No matter where you are, what you're doing, who you're with, what you got going on, it's all about you, folks. And it's because of you, the callers, the listeners, the bloggers, the texters, that the show just gets better and better and better each week. And tonight will be no different. It's Tuesday, April 10th, 2012, and well, what a year this is turning out to be. Had some ups and some downs and ups, some mediums, some plateaus, some peaks and valleys. It's just been all over the place. You know, this past weekend, it was, I don't know, man, it just kind of went topsy-turvy a little bit. It was some good stuff going on. If you went out to Neo's this past weekend for Catfish Fridays, you got a chance to hear some of the smooth grooves of Ishmael and the new power band. Got some of that good catfish out there that they fried the Neo's great drink specials. I think the Ciroc is like $3 on where you can beat that. And that's where we can lay back, have a little fun here in the Dallas-Fort Worth area, 1101 Oak Grove Road. But check this out, folks. It was the good old Easter weekend, and I know they was crayon crisp sharp at every church that they were going to. My family was in town. You know, it was a mini family reunion. We lost a dear loved one. One of my cousins passed away. Rest her soul, Miss Shirley Richardson. I miss her. I got a chance to spend some good time with my family and fellowship all over again. It was a great experience. And also, get down and get real with real conversation, letting people know that this is the place to be on a Tuesday night where it goes down like bad stock here on the online happy hour. You might need to text somebody, hit your Facebook friends, your tweet peeps, your Google Plus, and everything that you know social media network, because tonight it gets wild. If you caught a glimpse of last week's show when Stu jumped on the line and talked about his escapades and episodes, the topic, ladies and gentlemen, is what you won't do, someone else will. And trust me, they're going to keep on doing it. We got to get this thing right, folks. Tonight's topic is brought to you in part by One World Unlimited, where the vision is one vision, one goal, to increase you. One world. Keep that in mind, folks, as we grow and grow and grow and grow and grow. HowWasYourWeekend.com is the hottest website this side of the Mississippi and the other side, too. Follow your boy at Facebook.com. How Was Your Weekend page. The tweets to my peeps at HWY Weekend. You can also follow your boy on his own very personal and very enlightening website, that is, at AndyBrownSpeaks.com. And also check out the new creation, the sensation of One World Class, folks. Woo! Well, as we talk about tonight's topic, that's what I want to break it down. Tonight's topic is hot and heated. You may see them in the grocery stores, couples, people together in loving bliss, different relationships, men who look like they're a little too close to their daughters, ladies who are engulfed in young men who you would just assume would be their nephew. We don't know exactly until you pay more attention. You see, sometimes people will say, it ain't working out where I'm at right now. I want to date me somebody younger. Get me a young one. Or I might need a little somebody that's a little bit more mature that can understand what I'm going through. Because the people I'm dating right here just ain't got it quite figured out. Well, they're your age. Y'all kind of hung out together and learned at the same level, but somewhere along the lines, it didn't really trigger. And you try to step outside the box. Nature's a beast, folks. That's what happens when cougars and cubs, cougars and lions, if you will, date kittens and cubs. We step out of the age box and say, you know what? Let me see what this young one can do. Well, she got a little miles on her. She's been through some things. She understands what's going on. Maybe I need to engulf and enwrap in this older person because, you know, older women, they just kind of something about them. You're going to hear me open up a little bit tonight. blogtalkradio.com/ how was your weekend, spell was with a Z. Chop it up. Text somebody, 646-727-3279. Stop being so selfish and listening by yourself. Share this. It's about to get real. It's about to get raw. You might need to get a wet towel tonight because we're about to talk about some good things with Miss Goody on the line, folks. And I have to bring her on and just welcome her here to the online happy hour. It's your first time, so we'll be gentle. But only for a little bit until we get the groove going and kind of get that path right where we need it to be, Miss Goody. How you doing?
I'm good, baby. How are you?
I am fantastic, as always. Welcome to the online happy hour. This place, wherever you might be, ladies and gentlemen, is the place that you need to find time. If you're on aisle 6 in Walmart, if you're on pump 4 and QT, you helping your baby with their math and can't get it figured out and I had to leave them alone for a little bit because their math is a little too hard for you right now, step on over to the online happy hour. Just had to make a quick phone call real quick and make this happen. So, Miss Goody.
Yes.
Tell the folks a little bit about yourself as we open up tonight's topic, cougars and lions dating kittens and cubs.
Well, my name is Goody, and I'm an intimacy consultant, adult sex educator, aspiring clinical sexologist, and I sell sex toys. I teach striptease, art of undress classes, and oral technique workshops, etiquette classes for women. I do co-ed toy parties and all that good stuff. I say be good or be good at it.
Amen. Oral technique workshops.
Absolutely.
I'm confused. Could you tell me a little bit about what that means? Opens their mouth too much.
Well, you know, that's not oral technique. That's just oral. But oral technique workshop is basically exactly what it sounds like. It's not saying that you don't know how to perform oral sex. These are oral sex classes geared toward fellatio, which is performing oral sex on a penis. And we go over the anatomy of the mouth, penis, and hand. We go over oral and manual manipulation of the penis. We go over gag reflex control, breath control, eye contact, and overall showmanship, oral hygiene, tips, tricks, accessories, edibles, consumables, and gag reflex control.
Mm-hmm. All right. Well, for those who might be a little ashamed and who don't really know, I don't know if you got saved on Sunday and want to repent all your sins, tune this out tonight. Come back when we talk about children having a bad plan. This is going to be the night we keep it real. Because, Ms. Goody, this is some of the things that I've noticed. You know, I saw a little episode this past week when I was in the store, and I saw an older gentleman
mm-hmm.
who was walking around with a young lady, and I happened to notice, and I was like, you look too close to your daughter like that, dog. You know what I'm saying? And she
right.
just happened to, you know, rub up on his back. I was like, wait a minute. Father's Day ain't here yet. That's a little too close for comfort.
That's
but
not her father. That's her daddy.
Yeah, it was like, daddy brought on a whole different meaning that night.
Yeah, so where
is that attraction? I don't know if you've dated somebody, and when we talk about cougars and lions, folks, when we look at this, statistically it shows that someone who is a cougar or a lion is someone 10 years your senior or your junior.
Yeah.
So you're out of your entire decade, minus almost leaving your generation.
No. It depends, because I've been both a cougar and a kitten. And I gotta say, you know, you don't necessarily, when you get to your 30s and 40s, when that type of interaction is not getting outside your generation necessarily, because a lot of that stuff tends to overlap the older you get. But when it comes to, I can only, well, for being a cougar, with me getting a young cat, I'm 32. So for me dealing with a 22-year-old, there's only really one thing he can do for me. And that's
travel.
Because I'm nearing, you can travel. You can travel down south. The only thing he can do for me is, like, they're reaching their sexual peak, and then a woman is reaching her sexual peak around 30 as well. So a lot of times that's what it's about for as far as an older woman with a younger man. A lot of times that's what it's about. Or it's a woman that's already, all her kids are grown, and she finally gets some time to be a woman again. She's been a mommy so long. All her kids are grown. She finally gets a chance to be a woman, and she wants to get out and have fun and do things she didn't get to do when she was that age, so she gets with somebody to recapture that part that she lost.
Okay. If you see some of the clips on the site at the Blog Talk Radio link, you'll see some of the pictures that roll up, Angela Bassett and Taye Diggs with the whole Stella Got Her Groove Back type deal, if you will.
Mm-hmm.
So that kind of
mm-hmm.
in my mind, you know, reaching for the young stud. Now, this is something that was told to me back in my college days, Miss Goody, that they say old women like it hard and fast.
Yeah. Yeah, because what happens is when you get older, you know, you get into more emotional attachments, and so then you start making love. You see my air quotes here. So you don't get to feel, it becomes routine, or it becomes just engrossed in emotion, and it's real slow and real deep, which is still dope, but you don't feel desired. You don't feel sexy. You feel, you know, it's that Madonna complex. You feel like you virtuous, and sometimes you just want to get fucked. You just need your hair pulled, and and a lot of times you lose that edge when you get older in life. The dudes you deal with tend to lose that edge. Now, what I can say, having been a kitten, that's not always the case. Sometimes it's just the woman that they deal with.
Now, when you say lose the edge, I want to touch on that because I'm going to get into this myself. What do you mean exactly by when you say they lose the edge?
I mean, you just kind of get routine. You get comfortable. You get, you know, you've been doing something a certain way for so long, and it's working for you. Why, if it ain't broke, don't fix it type thing. And you don't get into the passion and the newness. And a lot of times it's not even necessarily about the age. It's about the newness or the thrill of having something that's, quote, unquote, forbidden. Because like you were saying, the dude that you thought, when he was with his daughter, there's a certain level of fruit associated with that. You know what I'm saying? So there's a definite boost in your passion because of that, too.
Mm-hmm. Okay. Folks, I need you not to be shy on this one tonight. If you're a little bit too embarrassed, or you've had your relationship altered by a kitten or a cougar,
mm-hmm.
this might be time to open up and talk about that. You know, if you're a little bit too timid, call in and use your real name. I don't care. But you need to talk about that tonight. 646-727-3279. We're talking about lions and cougars dating kittens and cubs. Stepping out and getting intimate with someone older, maybe younger, than yourself exactly. Because something, and I'll share this with you. We're going to get the phone line sparked a little bit. Y'all might start texting me a little bit later on, but that's fine. What tends to happen is when I, you know, in my late 20s, if you will, was dating a young lady, didn't even know she was that much older than myself. She looked, you know, fairly young. We got involved, we started a date, and I noticed a few gray hairs in her scalp. And I was like, wait a minute, are you stressed? What's going on? She never really told me her age. But the more we hung out and I could see that she was a little bit more established and had some things going on and introduced me to her child, who was in high school at the time, I'm thinking to myself, wow, really? Okay. So it was a shock at first. But then from the young male perspective, you look at it, okay, well, this is a bit of a challenge. You know, the girls my age right. are cool like this. But then you look at it, well, my maturity level must be a little bit higher than most people that she's dealing with. Or I just kind of fit into this groove. You know, we do what we do. We have our fun. But at the same time, we kind of kick it and get down. I don't know if you, and you said you're 32 years old. You may or may not remember back in the days of the Jerry Curl.
Yeah, I used to have one. Mm-hmm.
Me too, because I got that tender-headed, roughest carpet hair. So when my head went a little bit too far out, it was time to get the curl. But if you remember the song by Ready for the World, ooh, I said that.
Yeah.
Let Me Love You Now.
Yeah.
It doesn't really matter too much to me that you was just too damned old for me. I'm thinking to myself, dog, word? Word. So he got in a cougar, if you will, back in the day.
Yeah.
Y'all remember that. Stop kicking and laughing to yourself. Y'all know y'all remember that song. But this is real. It really happens. Not only mm-hmm. for us, because we see it more often with, at first, you see it more often with women dating older men. But now it's like the epidemic where the older woman is reaching back for the younger guy. Interesting. Please explain from your aspect, Ms. Goody, is why when women get a little bit older, that is it the conversation piece? Is it the sex game? Is it all of the above? Is there something else missing that fellas might not be catching right now? That they're starting to, you know,
kind of
weed themselves out?
Well, I mean, there are a lot of reasons. It's definitely, I would definitely feel like the sex, because when from a cougar perspective and a cub perspective, if an older man, like you said, you felt like you were, I must be a little more mature, you know what I'm saying, and she's dealing with me. So it's like an ego stroke for you to be able to pull an older woman. You know what I'm saying? So you have a whole nother, you know, energy about yourself because you're feeling good about yourself because you feel like it's you. Like, oh, I'm so mature, I can pull this older woman. More times than not, with any May-December dynamic, it's about the other person feeling like they still got it. Like, oh, you know, I can pull, you know what I'm saying? I can pull this youngster. You know, I got this young tender. I got this, you know, they into me type situation. It's to see if you still got it. Again, you got the whole sexual peaks hit at different times. It's all of that. It's the passion associated with someone younger, and like you're so excited to be with an older woman, you're going to put it in work. You know, and you can go, you may be able to go a little longer than a 40-year-old guy, you know what I'm saying? And I really don't, I feel like there's a lot of misconceptions with older men and younger men because I typically date older than me. And the youngsters that I have interacted with ain't got nothing on the older cats I've interacted with. So I think for younger men, the benefit for younger men and older women is that older people in general are better lovers. They're more attentive. They're more. You know, it's just more because typically they've been in a relationship, a long term relationship, they've been married before, whatever the case may be. They've pressed the boundaries of a monogamous relationship, so you can get kind of freaky when you've been in a relationship with just one person, you know, and you come out on the other side with all these life lessons as well as this, you know, arsenal of affection, as if you know. That you're trained on how to fit with someone. You're trained on how to be attentive and see what they like and give them what they need.
Coming out, she said. Key word. Wipe yourself, folks. We're getting real tonight. This is what we're talking about. So, and I'm going to relate that back to the more from the male aspect, if you will. You see it, and we look at it as more of a challenge. The men look at it as I'm conquering. I'm stepping into new ground. I see this older lady. Not only am I seeing this older lady, she is more mature, which is going to help me bring out a little bit more maturity in self.
Mm-hmm.
Because I have to, if you will, step the game up.
Exactly.
Not walk back down. I got to step my game up because this could enlighten me for future incidents. You think subconsciously to yourself, because however this relationship goes with this older woman, by the time I'm this age, I'll have an understanding of where I already should be.
Right.
And you think about that in your mindset, okay, well, if I can do this to this woman now, and I got this involved here, imagine what's going to happen when I'm at that age. If I'm in my 20s and I'm doing this, so imagine what I'm going to be doing when I'm in my 30s.
Or imagine what you're going to be doing when you get back, you know, once this dynamic ends or clears or whatever, and you're dealing with women your own age. You know, if you do decide to go back to your age group or anyone else, because age does not dictate maturity or experience. So just because they're older doesn't mean they have a level of experience that you do. You know, so any type of interaction you have with any partner, you learn something and you're going to take it to the next person you deal with.
That's what I was about to get into. blogtalkradio.com/howwasyourweekend. Be sure to spell was with the Z, ladies and gentlemen. Check this out. We're talking about lions and cougars dating kittens and cubs. Now, there's an age bracket here. We talk about, you've heard the song Aaliyah made reference to years ago before she left this place. Age ain't nothing but a number. Getting down ain't nothing but a thing. Well, when we look at that and we talk about the age difference, did you really think, are you doing different things back then than you're doing right now? Is it keeping the spice hot, or have you already gone from hot and spicy to lukewarm in a matter of years? I got to go to the phone line, Miss Goody, if you don't mind, and bring on the very lovely, the very talented. She's here representing, you know, by way of Cali, by way of Texas, by way of Boots. She's on an award tour. Coming and keeping it 100 hot herself. The naughty Nicole is on the line. Miss Goody, Nicole is here. Nicole, how you doing?
I am wonderful. How are you doing, Miss Goody and Andy?
I'm good, Chica. How are you?
I can't complain, not even close.
Doing good, baby. Welcome to the show. I hope you wash your hands before we get started with you tonight.
Oh, my.
I have to every time.
Well, based on what you've been hearing on this particular topic, do share maybe a fable or two about your aspect, because I know this was very interesting to you, about lions and cougars and kittens and bears. Oh, my.
Oh, my. Ms. Goody touched upon something that is very, very important, and it's the sexual peak of men and women. And generally, men reach their sexual peak in their 20s, and women generally get it a little bit later. This topic is interesting to me because I started out a kitten at the tender age of 14. Now you have to be older. You got to know what you're doing. I need somebody with experience. As I got older, I realized my men got younger. I don't know if I still had my sexual peak at 14 and it just hasn't stopped yet, but by the time I got to 25, 26, my men were becoming 20, 19, 18. And it was just, I guess I was in long-term relationships, and it did get monotonous. Those relationships got monotonous, and I was still young but kind of experienced. So I wanted more. I wanted the excitement. I wanted the thrill of something new and the game of getting to the sex. That's all of that enticed me. And the younger guys didn't really have the game. They had the body. They had the tool, but they didn't have the game. And I was on a level of, you have to stimulate my mind to stimulate my body.
Amen.
So I started to get with older men who had that game, that charm, and I found myself, they were telling me things. I was like, you're not my type, and they didn't take that. They didn't take it as rejection like the young man did. It was like, oh, yeah, I'm your type. No, you're not my type. Oh, I'm going to show you. I am your type, and not only am I your type, I'm going to change your type.
Man.
I am your new man. When you open up the journal, young cat not going to be there anymore. Look at old man right here. This is your new
type. I got my lighter up over here.
So then as I got, I'm getting a little older, and like she said, the difference starts to be, it's not as significant, 10 years, you know, 7, 8 years, a 30-year-old dating a 37-year-old. We're all established at this point.
No, it shouldn't
but
be.
It seemed to be that the older men were a lot more resistant, and I've learned over the years I can be a bit of a control freak. So I don't think I wanted to relinquish my control. I didn't want somebody set in their ways. I wanted somebody I can mend and mold and teach to do that one thing perfectly. That the older man came in like, you can't tell me how to give you head. I know how to give head. And it's like, but you don't know how to give me head. So the younger guy is more open to that. Show me what to do. Show me how to do it. I have a lot of young girls out there today thanking me for my teachings to my exes who then went to younger women. I think right. I should get postcards or something, you know, thanking me for the things that, because when I got them, you know, they were that black diamond in the rough. And when I released them, their skills shined. Like, go out into the world and spread my teachings.
Do this in remembrance of me looking at
you. Go forth, my child, and
I need to see more people smiling. I don't think there's enough head going around. Go out and do this for me. We and the world
okay.
will be a happier place.
Kalesha is the key to world peace. You know that, right?
Yeah.
Okay, you ain't worried about starting wars and stuff if you're getting head on a regular basis.
If you're getting head on a daily, yeah, I totally agree. You don't have time to be angry.
That's
so,
the first
I mean,
man on that one, y'all.
But no, and I agree with what she was saying. Like for me, now I'm not teaching anybody anything. Even with the youngsters, I can show you better than I can tell you. And I love the give and take with the older man. It's I feel like they're on my level. I feel like I don't have to teach you anything. You know to open my door. I don't have to stand up there and wait. You know how to treat me because you've been in a long-term relationship or somebody has trained you on how to handle a woman. Now, whatever happened with
right.
that to where it didn't work out, the older man is trained. For lack of a better phrase, he's trained up on how to handle a woman, not a little girl, not somebody
right.
who I need my hair done, I need my nails did, blah, blah. No, no, no. None of that. Someone that you can take somewhere with you. You can dress me up and take me with you. The little mama,
right.
you have to leave her at home.
Hmm.
You know, so you know, and even I have men, like I typically date, I'm 32. I prefer that they be at least 10 years older than me. It doesn't work out that way sometimes, but they're usually in their late 30s, early 40s, because I need a man. I need a grown-ass man. I have a son. I'm not trying to have another son. I got a daddy, a real-life father, so I don't need one of those either. Men in that
right.
age group are looking for a partner. If they're looking for a woman like me, they're looking for a partner. You know what I'm saying? And that's what I want, someone that we can balance each other out. Now, typically dudes that date younger chicks, like significantly younger, like if you're in your 40s and you're dating someone in your 20s, it's typically because you can't handle the women in your age group.
Mm-hmm.
And a 20-something-year-old is going to be so much more excited, you know, about what you have to offer and where your mindset is. Than a woman your age, because you're not doing what the people in your age group are doing. A 20-year-old is going to be excited, you know, that you done gave her $30 to get her nails done.
Right.
You know, you the man. You know, a 30-year-old woman is not going to be excited about that. That's not what you're going to have. You're going to have to be able to have a conversation with a woman in your age group. You can't go around with your do-rag with the cape flying. You can't have rhinestones on your shirt. You can't, you know what I'm saying? You can't, certain things just can't happen as a grown-up. You can't have cornrows. You know, you have to look like a grown-up. And when you dating 20-something-year-old women, they're excited. They feel like how you said earlier, Andy, I got to be more mature than my age group to be able to pull this older person. That's how the little girl is feeling right then. She's so excited she got an older dude. She feels like she's really doing something. She's ignoring the fact that he's 40-something years old in his mama's basement.
What?
You know what I'm saying? She's excited that he's 40-something. You know, you hang around people that are not in your age group because you can't hang with people that are not that are in your age group.
Well, I mean, the young girls are congratulating everything that man is doing.
Oh, absolutely,
you
everything.
Know,
oh, baby,
like,
you so smart. You so yeah. No.
Right. You
because
got
they
cars.
Don't have expectations. They don't have goals. They don't have it.
Now, wait a minute, ladies. I just got a text message from someone. There's always the texters.
Oh, yeah.
Uh-huh. You know, there's always the texter. And the text just came in and said, older women get set in their ways and they're not open to change. You can work with a young woman and her mind is going to be able to be molded.
Oh, Miss Goody, please let me speak.
Go ahead.
I think that completely goes with what she just said. And I'm not saying 100% of the time because I don't know the person who just sent the text. But generally, people who make comments like that are not on the level that Miss Goody said that older women are on. They have these skills. You can, just because you're going like a jackrabbit, I'm not going to say you're a great stroker, but the young girl will. Now, if I'm setting my way by raising the bar, by wanting a better performance, wanting more out of you, wanting more openness out of you, then go ahead and call me setting my ways. But that's just you not willing or don't even have the knowledge to do better.
Even in non-sexual terms, for an older man, he said, you know, setting my ways. Well, what ways are set that you feel that need to be changed? Now, I do believe that there's a big epidemic of strong black women, and I hate that, and they irk me. I'm a neo-traditionalist. Like I said, I want a partner. I'm not trying to run you, but I don't want you running me either. There's balance. And so I think that the texter may be referring to that group of women, and I can't speak for them because I'm not one of those. But what I can say is that it depends on what he's trying to change or whatever you're trying to teach me, because if you're trying to teach me to be comfortable with eating noodles on your living room as opposed, you know, if we going on a date to eat noodles in your living room as opposed to going on a date to the museum, which is still free.
Right.
You know what I'm saying? Like, sophistication does not cost money. Okay. Interaction does not cost money. So if it's because I'm setting my ways because William's Chicken is not a date, then
you want more.
Then you know, because I have expectations. And it's like, if younger girls don't necessarily have that, but I do agree that there is a certain group of women that does exist that are very headstrong, very overbearing, very, I don't need a man, blah, 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 blah. You know those. We all know those.
Yes.
That group, I completely 100% agree with what your texter said. And those are the women that are going to be alone for the rest of their life because that's what they want. They just don't understand that that's what they're getting.
Well,
but
ladies,
as an actual woman that's a grown up, I can't co-sign on that.
Well, Nicole, Miss Goody, this is what we have to do. I gotta go back to the phone lines and let the men talk on this. BlogTalkRadio.com/ How was your weekend? Spell was with a Z. The phone lines are lit up out of control like Christmas right now, and I think the silence is about to be broken. 646-727-3279. I have Clayton chiming in right now that has something to say to the ladies. Clayton, what's up, my man? Talk to us tonight.
Come on, Clayton.
Hey, what's going on, Fred? Well, I've been hearing a lot of this, and I'm going to say this. You know, I'm a older guy, but here's the thing. When I was 18, I had sex with 30-year-old women because I wanted to learn what I needed to do in order to keep a woman happy. I figured if I'm good with an older woman, a younger woman my age ain't going to stand a chance because I'm going to turn her out. You understand what I'm saying? Now, the thing that I like about older women is that an older woman going to tell you how she want it, and it's up to you to meet her expectation. Now, when you are with a younger woman, she is still exploring her body. So she don't really know what she liking. She don't really know what she doing yet. So as an older guy, that's for me to teach her. So when she's with an older guy or even a guy her age, she's going to be better for him. However, I will say this, though. The biggest issue that you have in this whole situation is people are looking at the age. People think because, you know, it's an older woman that you're going to have a better conversation with her than you would a younger woman. And sometimes I don't even agree with that because what I see from older women is more bitterness than more eagerness. You understand what I'm saying? Then what I see from a young woman is she's young, fresh, and don't even know what she's doing. So you can groom that all the way from the beginning to where, you know what, she may not be doing this now, but guess what, 6 months from now, she may be this. another six months from now, she may be that. But only thing I'm saying in this whole situation is it's not about the younger woman, older woman, younger man, or, you know, younger girl, older guy. What it's really about is people opening up their mouth, they're communicating and talking about what they really want. And that goes across the board.
Yes.
Yeah. That's true. And I think bitterness, it comes, like I said, age doesn't dictate experience. I think bitterness comes from experience, though, you know, getting your feelings hurt and things like that, and, you know, all the things that come with romantic interaction. You know what I'm saying? And you were talking about having sex with older women to learn things like that. I think the biggest thing that we're missing is that it's not just about the sex.
Mm-mm.
And it's not just about, like, older versus younger. It's about the level of person, you know, the person is on. And we can't speak for all of them. You know, like I said, there is very that whole a strong black woman, I don't need a man, blah, blah, blah. Those are the bitter chicks I'm talking about, and I really hate that for them. But, yeah, no, I definitely agree with what Clayton is saying. Like, you, it's not about once they get older, they are, you know, I want this, it's up to you. When we get older, we have more options. A woman that's secure in herself has many more options than a woman that's not. And security does come with age and life lessons.
Does.
So, I mean, in that regard, I definitely can feel you on. This is what I want. Either you're going to give it to me, I'm going to find somebody that is. You know, so I agree with everything he's saying, because it is what it is when it comes to older versus younger. It's more about the compatibility.
Real talk tonight, folks. This is what y'all are getting. I don't know where else you can go and be in the privacy of you-know-what, doing everything that you normally do, and enjoy a great conversation, meet some real people, and have the opportunity to network in the presence of whatever you're doing. blogtalkradio.com/howwasyourweekend. Be sure to check out the site, howwasyourweekend.com. We've even made it shorter for y'all who don't like to spell long words, hwyw.biz. Oh, yeah, we're going to get you there for you, folks. We know this is a condensed acronym community that we're dealing with. So we make sure that we live vicariously through you and for you. Check it out sometime. We're doing the little bitty things because we want to make sure it's going to be really big for you. And we're talking to Miss Goody tonight. She's joined us here on the chat room. Big shout out to Naughty Nicole and Clayton stepping up and being real tonight. The phone lines are lit up. I see y'all are out there. I'm a little surprised the chat room is crossed tonight, but that's okay. It's good that you all called in because the phone lines are sick with it tonight. This is real talk. Lions and cougars dating kittens and cubs. Now, we're stepping out of our own age bracket, getting involved with people that are not right where we are age-wise, but maybe somewhere along the lines sexually. And let's talk about that level of communication, if you will. You know, Clayton brought up a good point. So is this something that we can really share and talk to and talk with? Let's get to the phone lines, and I got to keep the party going. 646-727-3279. We got Mike on the line that wants to chime in on tonight's topic. Talk to us, Mike. What's going on?
What's up, Andy Brown? You know, this is your boy, Michael Styles. I had to come in and add a little something. Now, I've been listening, man. It's a real good topic. I like what's going down, but I didn't get to catch everything, so I'm going to sit up here and throw in a little – maybe a monkey wrench, play devil's advocate real fast. But one thing that I hadn't heard touched on so far, it may have already been touched on, was the fact that sometimes you have some people who try to regain their youth, and then you have some people who try to grow up too fast.
Ooh, right. Yeah.
So, and I see this with males and females. Many times you'll have younger females who try to grow up so fast, and they try to go after the older men. But then you have those older men who are trying to regain their youth. You know, when they sit up here and next thing you know, you see them, they rolling the big cars with the 26s on them, and they got their hair braided up, and they sagging and wearing Jordans and wearing their hat to the back. You dig what I'm saying?
Man.
And they 50 years old and got grandkids.
Man.
And they know every single lyric is zero, so they can catch them a young girl because they trying to do what? Regain their youth.
A young hood rat if it's zero. Okay, I'm sorry.
I didn't say that.
Hey, Zero, I love you.
Well, yeah, you still have those younger women who are grow up so fast, trying to get out so fast. They feel that many times the older man is what they need. I.e., when you go back to the younger dudes, the younger gentlemen who are nothing but boys, it's a lot of older women who, I'm not even going to call them older women. I have to call them like that is. I mean, when you're 60 years old, you got a pair of fat capris on, some spaghetti strap heels, or 27 piece up in your head with a damn white stripe down the middle of it. That's going to get real now.
Oh, Jesus. Oh.
You got a South Pole shirt on.
You live in Dallas, don't you?
Then something's wrong. This is what's out here. I'm gonna call it. I'm gonna call it like I see it. I used to work at Wild. I'm a hairstylist. I used to work at Wild more than the Smart Style, and this is what I seen come through there all the time. And they got a young nigga hanging on their arm. Excuse me. Well, I ain't gonna excuse myself because that's what it is. He's a young ignorant fool hanging on their arm because he got a mouth full of gold and spags. Now, my grandmother wouldn't even allow me to sit up here and walk around looking like I got boo-boo in my pants. So how the hell are you going to be a grown-ass woman walking around with a dude that look like this and call yourself a woman?
Because you're trying to rekindle your youth.
Let's get real. Let's get real.
You're trying to rekindle your youth and it's in the wrong way. You're trying to get into some ghetto shit. But you're trying to rekindle your youth. Like I said, I think you may have missed it earlier when I told Andy, I said a lot of women reach back for younger men because now their kids are grown, they're out of the house, and they're trying to catch up on the womanhood that they missed because they were so busy with their mommyhood. You know what I'm saying? They're so busy being mothers that they missed out on being women. And I tell my clients all the time, you have to maintain your mommy woman balance and your father-man balance. You cannot engulf your entire life with your children because when they grow up and move away, that's the kind of shit you're going to see. You're going to see 58-year-old women with facial piercings and quick weaves, and it's just a mess. It's a hot food mess.
Well,
so,
I'm
going to
be
truthful.
It's not always a mess, you know, because I'm 38 and I work out, you know, and I like certain styles. Now, I know there's certain styles.
You know,
I don't want to be in the juniors department, but, I do like sometimes showing off the work that I spend on my body. I like to work out.
Showing
off
your work is one thing.
It ain't nothing wrong with that, though. It ain't nothing wrong with that, though.
Looking crazy.
You're supposed to show off.
You can show off in a classy way.
Yes, and it is. You know, it's a balance. It's a balance there, and I'm not going to have on my 18-year-old clothes. I'm not going to do that. I know what's not for me. But generally, because I keep myself up, I don't look my age. So, you know, I am approached by a lot of the younger men because they're like, oh, okay, her body looks like this. She has to be this age. You don't look your age. You don't have wrinkles and look at you right there. So that's what
That's a great compliment to you, though. That's a great compliment to you. You know what I'm saying? To have that, that's a compliment. But what I'm talking about, I'm not talking about that when you done worked so hard for what you got and you allow yourself to flaunt it.
And you're being
ain't
a lady
wrong
about
with
it.
Being, with flaunting and being sexy. If you sexy, flaunt it. That's how I feel. But when I go up in a club, which I very seldom do, I like the grown and sexy crowd. But when I go up into a younger club and I see grandma, and I know you're a grandma because I know your grandkids and your daughter, and you up there with ass, come on, and you shaking ass, then, okay, it's a problem. It's a problem because now I don't feel like she's trying to get back so much of the womanhood that she missed out on with motherhood. I feel like she's trying to get back that childhood that she may have missed out
she's
on.
Misguided
because
on
as
what
we know,
is.
Many of our black women have been pushed into adulthood too fast.
I agree with you, Mike, but let me just correct that statement real quick. A lot of women have been pushed into adulthood, not just black women, everybody.
You're right. But I mean, the only reason I said that because that's the only ones I can really speak about.
I mean, I get it,
I do understand what you're saying because even in different cultures, I've noticed the same phenomenon taking place that this is going on. And you're right; it is because many women have been pushed up to a position of adulthood before they even get a chance to enjoy.
Right, and so they pick up where they left off. They pick up at how old they were when they started having kids, perhaps, or they have a misguided concept of what they feel like womanhood is because they watch too much television. I talk to teens a lot. I talk to teenagers a lot. And the biggest thing that I tell them is, because they say, oh, Miss Goody, we not like you. We not divas. We not this. We not that. First of all, understand that my confidence rests in everything except what I look like. My confidence is based in everything except what my sex is talking about. You see what I'm saying? My confidence based is rested in everything else. So when you have confidence that's based in your intellect and your wit and your charm and things like that, then you don't have to go out and be a 58-year-old grandmother at the club dancing the ass, because you can't let nobody else dictate what womanhood is for you. And I think
absolutely
that's a big
right.
deal for all women and society and media and all this other good stuff. But what happens with those dynamics is they come back to where they started. They left off. If you start having kids at 16, 15 years old, you're going to go back to what was fun for you at 15 and 16 because you don't know anything else, because your idea of fun when you were a mother was going to Little League games and PTA meetings and making cookies and doing science projects.
Right.
You have no idea what being an adult is outside of being a parent. So you go back to the last time you didn't have to be a parent.
I think one area
right on that.
that's missed is that mothers are not how they used to be. We're carrying ourselves a little bit different. We instead of in the kitchen all day cooking for 7 hours, we set aside an hour to cook. We're in the gym. We're out doing things because
we're
we still want to be a lady. We still want to be desired as we carry our mother role. You know, mothers are looking like Miss Parker now. I mean, look at Demi Moore and Madonna and all of them. They are good parents, but, you know, they're still holding on that I'm still a woman. I don't just have to be a mother, and that was the misconception years ago, that you're supposed to be in the kitchen. You're supposed to be barefoot and pregnant in the house, but you can be a mother. You can still, you know, be that sexy woman and carry on all those roles. But you don't have to be the hoochie.
But, you know, we didn't used to have to be either.
Right.
You, we didn't used to have to be.
We're a generation. I mean, our society now is, you know, the woman, the mother. You can still look good. You still can be desired. You don't have to be stuck in the house. And that's why I think that's where the epidemic has come from. Where there's a lot of older women now dating younger men because they're not mamas. I'm just the mama. It's like that's where the MILF come from, the MILF term, because it used to be like, oh, look at his mama over there. That's just his mama. Now it's like, damn.
Let me mention this to you, folks. There's a comment in the chat room that Rapunzel30 has mentioned. She heard, I guess for those who are in the Dallas-Fort Worth area, she heard that Beamers had old men with their chains and walkers.
Yes.
Hell yeah.
Yep.
Yeah.
Absolutely.
Damn right.
Absolutely. And there's an old white man. It's an old white man being there all the time.
Dude, that is so true. I have been to Beamers.
Maybe
and it's a personal opinion.
Are they out on the stroll? Looking for fresh meat.
Yes,
for
they're
that
out trying to choose. And let me tell you, I go out to the clubs and I pass out condoms all the time. And I give them to the older men too because they out there trying to get chose. They out there, you know,
right.
buying drinks and got their Viagra in their pockets. You know what I'm saying? They out there trying to get it.
Nothing worse than seeing a man with a receding hairline and his hair is braided.
Okay, because I'm
going
to say this to
you. Let it go.
Well, I don't
date men with cornrows. I won't date a man with cornrows. I can't take you seriously.
I don't, but it's even worse.
But you know
got a receding hairline.
Right. But here's the thing. You know, in that whole situation, I listened to what y'all were just saying, and I have to start thinking about this. You know, why does it have to be that she's trying to relive her youth because she had kids earlier? What if she just wanted some young dick? Couldn't it ever be that?
No, with... and it may be that she wants some young dick, so she feel like she got to look like what she thinks is attracted to a young man, which would be the quick weave and all that stuff. And that may be, but again, why would you? It's still along the same lines because you want some young dick. You feel like you got to wear the young outfit to attract the young dude, and that's not necessarily the case. Like I mean, I'm 32, and I don't think I'm old by any means, but
I feel where you're coming from. But you also got to think about it like this. From a guy's standpoint and from a girl's standpoint, you got to have the curb appeal. You understand what I'm saying? You got to have
like
something
women
about
with facial
you.
Piercing?
That is what I'm saying. What I'm saying is this. What I'm saying is you have to create a look that makes you stick out from everybody else because guess what? If you just one of the sheep in this whole flock, then guess what? You get treated the same way. You understand what I'm saying? So maybe.
Hold up.
So, Go ahead. I'm sorry.
So, you know, so maybe it could be a simple thing as, you know what, I just want to look different just to gain this type of attention.
But different is better, though, right? Like, different is better.
Something's wrong with that. You can look good because you want to look good. It shouldn't be about other people's perception of you. It doesn't matter what
you
put on.
You
should look in the mirror and say,
"I look
good."
That sounds all good and everything, but let's get back to the world called reality, because what you're talking about ain't even reality, okay? If women were more concerned about, you know what, looking a certain way, they wouldn't have to worry about anybody else, because I'm going to tell you this now. One thing I don't do, one thing I never have to worry about doing, is that I don't worry about what I look like to think that, you know, if I'm not looking good enough, then I'm not going to be able to keep my woman. Because there are so many other aspects in that situation to where I know if I'm holding it down, I don't worry about another guy. See, I fear a man and a woman should only fear another person when they know that they ain't shutting it down.
Yes, appearance is the catcher, but it's personality. It's intelligence.
Yeah.
Any young, fine girl can pull anybody, but can she keep him? That's always an issue. And that does come from putting too much emphasis on your physique. I feel like I'm an average woman. I look average, but I believe my personality, my intellect, my conversation is way above average, and that's why they stay around.
Okay,
and that's what
that may be true, but let's be real about this. Is someone really going to know about your intellect while we in a club and music all loud? I mean, really? Am I going to know about what's in your head?
I'm not talking about the club. I'm not talking about the club. I said this is what makes them stay. This is what makes them stay. Yeah, in the mall, in the grocery store, even the club. You know, initially, the attraction is, I want to ride that ass right there. I know that. But then they get in there, and it's not just about taking that ride. They don't want to just ride the ass. They want to jump in the car, and let's take a long ride. And that comes from the personality. No, it's not instantaneous.
I'm going to agree with you on that.
Hold on just a second. Okay. You brought up a point. Folks, I told y'all, I don't know where else you can go, because it's hot as fish grease right now on this phone line. Y'all got to know what we're talking about. Text somebody. Call them to check out the remaining part of tonight's topic about lions and cougars dating kittens and cubs. I got somebody that's ready to chime in, but I got to bring this to the attention because the chat room got a little warm. Rapunzel, shout out to Rapunzel 30. So Rapunzel made a very good point here that says one thing that they find is that she looks younger than her age, so younger guys ask her out. She doesn't have to chase younger men.
Exactly.
So she's got a cougar because cougars chase. Interesting.
Right.
So let's look at this. We got to go to the phone lines because, like I said, we do this. They call us from all over the country. Louisiana, Dallas, Texas, Funkytown, Fort Worth, California, Kansas City, New York, Miami, the 313 in Michigan. I see you standing strong, folks.
Please know that I travel to any city. I will go anywhere in the United States. If you book an oral technique workshop with at least 10 people, I will be in your city.
Okay.
Just know that. Okay.
I got
a question about this goodie. She offers striptease book camp.
I'm saying, I taught your girl that thing you like, you know.
I'm just saying, I got you. I do G-spot classes, too, so...
Oh,
let everybody know.
I can teach those too.
Oh.
Okay, I'm gonna behave. We're gonna focus.
I want to see the first one in the class.
We're gonna focus. And it's the thing, like, cause you know, Naughty and Nicole thing. You know, she's like, she works out. She, you know, all that shit. Let's. Andy has met me. I work out, but I'm not that baby. I'm all thighs and afro. And I don't feel like there's anybody I can't pull. And it has nothing to do with what I look like. I'm all afro and thighs, but I don't feel like it's nobody I can't pull, and it has nothing to do with what I look like.
Just to let you know, I got a fish waiting right now for you.
Say it again.
That's my point. It's not what you look like. That's just the attraction. But the whole thing is
yeah, you know, I have a big old smile, big old hair, and big old thighs, and that's just what it is.
Mm.
So it's the big bomb. Speaking of big, the phone line's lit up right now because Big Ray is ready to go ahead and get with it. Y'all better strap up, pull out your notebook and your notepad, and take notes as Big Ray is about to get down with the get down. Can you do it?
Andy Brown is good to be heard. This is Big Ray from Chosen One Sports and BigRayInternational.com. First, I'd like to say the lady with the Afro puffs and the nice thighs, I like your perspective, because when I went to school at Howard University, they told us, they said, hey, it's not one woman on the yard that you can't pull. Only thing is, can you do what it takes to maintain? Now,
yeah.
I'm going to bring it back into perspective. When in the guys' relationships, you got to look at a few things. You got to look at chemistry, compatibility, treatment, and supply and demand. Okay? And when you look at those things, also, the key quotation is, equation is mutually beneficial. What am I getting out of it, and what am I bringing to the table?
Ooh,
now, some people in relationships, they have imbalance. Some people in it for entertainment purposes. You know, everybody got to be on the same page. That way, you know, people don't get their feelings hurt or be thinking one thing or operate emotionally or be off into the physical. Then get down the line and somebody be trying to go to the next level and you can't get past go or, you know, go stop right now, go back three spaces, like in the board game. But in relationships, you know, first you got to look at, hey, do we have chemistry? Do they turn me on? Do they raise the temperature a bit? Do they know how to treat you? Treatment. Everything that look good, it ain't always good. Everything that glitter ain't gold. You know what I'm saying?
Right.
Do they know how to treat you right? Can you take them somewhere? Can you take them to an office Christmas party? Can you introduce them to your family?
Okay, now quickly.
You know, are you on the same level mentally, physically, sexually, financially, and a few other areas? Then the supply and demand. In a major city of Dallas, it might be easy for women to go meet and greet somebody, but, you know, you might be in a backwoods country town. Tickets might be kind of slim.
Amen.
And the fertileness, you know. You could grow oranges in Florida, but they don't grow too well up north because of the climate, because of snow and ground freeze over. You know, you got to look at being greeted in fertile places. Then you got to have your morals, ethics, standards, and scruples in place before you get started. You got to know who you are, whose you are, and where you're going, and don't get sidetracked. Or get knocked off your square, off your goal.
Good point.
And the main thing is, don't worry about what other people think. It's what you think of yourself and what you and that person think. Now, of course,
you're
going to be robbed of cradle. You know, you 60 years old with 18 to 22-year-old. You're going to get a couple raised eyebrows. Somebody might give you a speech. But, you know, if you're about 10 up, 10 under, or right there somewhere around with a happy medium, you work something out. As far as the kittens, the lions and cougars and the kittens and cubs, sometimes you need to switch up. I know me, I'm an older guy. I ain't got time to be hopping up and down on somebody all night long. I got places to go, people to fancy too. And play with somebody all night, they ain't wanna. I need my energy to make money, not play with honey. You might have a young guy. That's his objective. All he wants to do is get some honey. I don't need no honey. I'm past that. I'm on a whole another level of the game, and it's another level of strategy. You know, different people got different appetites. You know, men in their prime from 18 to 27. Women in their prime from like 27 to 45. Then when you add the extra five, when they go 45 to 52, they heat up like a microwave. Old man can't keep up with that. You better send them, make a man have a stroke. And then with the younger women, they just want some attention, somebody talk to. Somebody make them feel like some, give them a little guidance, some direction and correction. You know, the proper stuff so they get the proper production, if you will. Because guys in their age group acting silly, all they want is some tail. Well, an older gentleman might better tell them something, give them some news they can use.
You're a pimp, ain't you?
This has been a Big Ray moment and Big Ray for stuff.
he rhyming. He doing too much rhyming. He a pimp.
Hey, I used to be a man from way back, but I'm delivered from all that, but it ain't easy. Somebody got to do it. And sometimes it's necessary in a tight market economy.
Lord.
I know y'all didn't say that we're going to get it like this tonight. And I'm telling y'all, these phone lines, y'all are killing me. Now, I love it. I love it. I love it. Internet radio at its best, folks. We're talking about here on the online happy hour, lions, actually cougars and lions, dating kittens and cubs. This topic is hot right now. Miss Goody is on the line. She's doing her thing representing. I hope she has enjoyed herself to come back and join us again and see just how funky and how real we keep it here on the online happy hour. Miss Goody, are you enjoying yourself?
I am. It's interesting.
And for those of you all who missed the intro, who may be chiming in now, if Miss Goody would kind of give a little bit of a background of who she is and what she does here in the Dallas-Fort Worth area, I think that would be great.
Okay, well, my name is Goody. I'm an intimacy consultant, sex educator, and aspiring clinical sexologist. I'm the creator of aladyinthesheets.com. That is aladyinthesheets.com. That's my sex toy site. I have everything, books, DVDs, sex toys, bondage, playwear, lingerie, all that. I teach striptease classes. I teach oral technique workshops. I teach etiquette classes for adult women. I do a lot of HIV and AIDS activism. And I'm all about empowering people through sexual exploration, education, and awareness. So anything y'all need, holler at me. I'm doing a war tour this summer. I'm doing oral technique workshops all around the country. If you book with 10-plus people for your oral technique workshop, I will come to any city in the United States.
That's keeping it 100, folks. If you want to meet Miss Goody, Cinco de Mayo, she's going to be with us at the Relationship Roundtable Volume 2 at Joe Pool Lake, the Oasis Restaurant, getting down about real talk. Because that's what we're going to do, folks. We're coming up in May, May 5th, Saturday night, May 5th. If you're in the Dallas-Fort Worth area or you need to come to the Dallas-Fort Worth area, no pun intended, we need to get you here live so you can understand the reality of what we're talking about. Now, we're going to be discussing a chapter in the book, Second Place Women Who Come In First. The book is doing awesome, folks. Make sure you get a copy available either paperback or ebook version. Amazon Kindle, Barnes & Noble Nook, Sony e-reader, check it out. If you need an actual paperback copy, you can go to my website at andybrownspeaks.com and order your copy there as well. We want to make sure that you all understand that this book is coming into a stage play this year. Fierce Productions and How Was Your Weekend are partnering together to bring you from the pages to the stages, this incredible read. Y'all make sure y'all get in, lock in, because we're taking it to a whole nother level in real communication. This is what it's all about. I don't know where you can get more real than this, because in the dating aspect, it gets hot like this. Cougars and lions dating kittens and cubs. You know, what's the attraction? Is it the gray hair? Is it the stress? Is it the wisdom? Or is that the opportunity to just suck a little bit more than just a pacifier?
Oh,
where we at, folks? Let's keep it real. Ooh. Nicole, are you still with us?
I am right here. Yes, I am.
Go ahead.
Go ahead, Andy.
Make your comment, because there's a question I want to ask you. Go ahead and make your comment.
Well, I mean, I think what's going on with women, I can speak from the woman's perspective, and maybe the attraction. You know, as a young girl, there are certain things, you're limited. The younger you are, the more limited you are. It's like, I'll have sex missionary, but I don't want nobody to think I'm a hoe, so this is all I'm doing. Then as you do a little bit more, you're like, I will kiss around it, but I'm not sucking dick. Then you get older in age, and you're like, hey, I don't care what people think. I want to please this man. I'm sucking dick, but I'm not swallowing. Then you get a little bit older, and I'm going to swallow it, but I ain't taking it in the ass. And then, you know, you get a little bit older, and you start to have more relationships, and you're like, you know, we do with this, we've done this, it's got to be more. We're working on our fourth year. I'm going to take it in the ass, but you can't come in my eye. And, you know, I think it's women, as they become more confident, not just sexually, but you become more confident in yourself. And you say, fuck the world, fuck perception, fuck what everybody else is thinking. this is what I like to do, and I can shout it out to the world. I'm a woman, and I like to do this, and I'm going to please my man. It's about pleasing my man, and can't nobody tell me that's different. And that confidence comes with wisdom, age, and experience, and relationships. So I think as women become more confident as they get older, then that's the attraction probably for the younger man, because we're more open. They're with these young girls who are like, ooh, why are you putting that dick in my face? And, you know, you put it in an old woman's face, she's like, how you want me to lick it, suck it, stroke it? You know, you want it sloppy, you want it dry, you want head, you want balls.
I like your perspective.
And
wait, okay, hold on, because I understand, but I don't agree. And I'm only saying that because I teach oral technique workshops, and my clientele in my classes, I taught every age group from 18 to 72. And in my classes, the older women are the ones acting brand new. And the younger women, because they're more, you know, they're more socialized and sexualized via media and things like that, and you know, shit is just running rampant with the younger generation right now. The younger girls are the ones like, oh, you don't know how to do, oh, we need to do, and we need to, and the older ones are like, wait a minute now. You know, especially when I start breaking out toys and creams and C-rings.
I think you have to consider your atmosphere, the type of people that you are attracting. Now, think about the classroom, the workplace, on the street. These people are a lot more modest. I mean, you're attracting people who want to be more open, who want to be more sexual. They're working on that. But, you know, those people who aren't coming to your workshops and your classes, they're embarrassed. You know, they're in their homes and, like, I only do this at home. I don't talk about it. I don't do it. You talk to those people, that's the real deal, because they're not trying
right, but
to come
out people,
of their box.
But those are the people that end up taking the class. I'm just talking about the age group, the division of the age group. The younger girls are the ones like, oh, yeah, I suck it this way. I do it sucking backwards. I suck it from the back. I suck, you
right.
know, put them balls
but
in your mouth and blah, blah, blah. And the older women are like,
yeah.
Wait a minute now. And go, wait, what? You know,
yeah, but you got to think about your audience, and it's like these are people who are interested in coming out of that shell. But in day to day life, every day, you know, even as I'm coming up in my classroom, the teachers that I work with, these are very close people. Like I don't do this in public. I don't do that. They don't talk about it. So I mean, I can understand. Yeah, these people are coming to these classes because they want to be more open. But talking to the other people who are a bit more closed, and like, I'll tell you on the phone, yeah, that's the reality. They're not as open. You know, it is the young girls, my friends and everything, and in college, it's like, ew, I don't do that, but I know you're doing it. I saw you in the other room. So, I mean, it's just as you get older, they're becoming more open, and it don't take a class for them to be as open.
Right. No, I get that.
Awesome.
I get that. I'm just saying, like, as far as the ones that don't know, the ones that are aware are the younger girls, and the ones that aren't aware are the older ones, in my exposure, as far as from a teaching standpoint. Because my workshops are not saying that, you know, you can't do it. It's just adding to existing talent. But the existing talent that I'm dealing with in the age group division, usually, like, my 30 and ups, those are the ones that don't have as much experience as the 20-somethings that are in there trying to do my job. You know what I'm saying? Like, they're in there with tips and tricks and this and that, and but they're younger. So I think that's why older men go for younger women, because they are more adventurous in that regard. And just like older women going for younger men because they are more adventurous and more eager to please. In that regard, they're a little more open. Like when one guy, Clayton, said that older women are set in their ways and things like that. And especially when it comes to sex, they may be, if they haven't had the experience, to be opened up to something else. You get with a dude, and all he likes is missionary, and that's what he likes, and that's all you know.
Right.
You know, and so it just kind of, I think experience definitely dictates your exposure to stuff like that.
Right.
Mm. Well, I tell you what, if there's going to be advice that you give in this class that you teach, tell women this. This is what I would tell young women or older women, just women in general. If a man, now mind, this is my opinion. I ain't speaking for every guy. I'm just going to say, from a guy that's been there, done that, I'm going to tell you, if I came with a woman that gives real good head, pussy optional. She can give to somebody else while I give a good goddamn. If I can find a woman that give real good head, Pussy
that's
is
not
optional.
But you know what? See, this is the thing, though, about that, because that's not about you. Me sucking your dick has nothing to do with you. You giving me dick, is about me. It's not about whether or not you getting pussy. It's about if I'm getting dick. So if I'm sucking your dick, that's for you. You giving me dick, that's for me. It's not option at all.
Yeah, it is.
It's not.
Yeah, it's foreplay. If I'm giving you head good enough, that means I'm into it. I'm getting pleasure from pleasuring you. Now
there
it's time to give me that bone. I've created that
bone. Okay,
because
I need a dick chaser. It don't even matter.
Yeah.
I need a chaser.
Yeah.
What are you saying? It's not about whether or not you want to give it to me at that point. It's about
you
I've
need
earned
to.
It.
You should want to.
I've been a good girl, and I've earned it. And at that point.
Yes, exactly.
You
exactly.
Need to put it, you need to put it out. You need to set it out for a girl.
Wow. Well, folks, I need to let y'all know that this has been an outstanding show. You know,
yes,
I would love for you all to come out to Neo's this Friday and come out and keep the party going out there with some real talk and some real conversation. Catfish Fridays at Neo's, 1101 Oak Grove Road. It goes down like Bad Stock out there as well. There's live entertainment. The fish baskets are off the chain. $3 for rock is in the building. The doors of the church open at 6 o'clock, rather. Happy hour is open from 6 to 9, and it gets real. I trust, if you really want to have a good time, DFW, and it's not just D, it's FW as well. When you get off work, come in, enjoy a great atmosphere, laid-back lounge, and it's not about necessarily trying to show off what you got, what you've been doing. You know, it's going to be some cougars, it's going to be some lions, it's going to be some kitties and some cubs. But there's the opportunity to connect, enjoy yourself, and just have fun in a great atmosphere. Neo, folks, 1101 Oak Grove Road is where you need to be on Friday night. Now, check it. If there's anything, and I want to start off with Clayton to give the male perspective. Well, hold on. Ray, are you still there?
Yeah, I'm still here.
Oh,
Ray, give us just a small piece in 30 seconds or less, if you wouldn't mind, because I want Miss Goody to hear what's about to be said. In about 30 seconds or less, what advice would you give someone who's looking for from an older male perspective? What advice would you give a younger man who's looking to date older women?
Well, we got a football terminology which we call stay in the cover too. That means don't press them too hard, don't come on too strong. You just let your attention be known, introduce yourself, come on a courtesy level. Let them know what you're about and let them know you're interested and you like what you see or what you're interested in. Just step back. It'll come to you if it's for you. Sometimes you got to go around, you know, it's like you're slow cooking something on the stove. Sometimes you got to go back and stir up the rice just so it don't stick together. Let them know. Give them a little reminder every now and then, but don't press too hard. With the younger women,
now,
they need constant reminder. Older women, if she interested, She ain't going to take all that. She's going to let you know she interested too in one way or another. Or she going to sit back and peep you out, see if you're discreet, because you know the word for the day is discretion. You know, trying to keep the ship afloat. You know, because, you know, even though a lot of people might be undercover freak, you know, when they're at the workplace or out in public, you know, they're trying to maintain a certain perspective and they don't want their business spread all over the internet.
Right.
So, you know, you just come at them on a courtesy level, let them know, hey, I like what I see, I think you this and that. And, you know, you just let them know where you're coming from, then you just step back. There come you. Plus, it's a surplus. Get out part to find.
Holding it down, that's what's up. Now, Nicole, if you wouldn't mind sharing from a younger woman perspective, what would you tell that? Huh?
Did you forget your question? I'm sorry, I made you forget.
No, I didn't forget earlier. No, I didn't forget it. Actually,
okay.
What I was going to ask you, I'll save that for later. I'll save that for off air.
Okay.
But I just want to kind of bring this back. And just kind of keep the tables open. If you wouldn't mind giving, you know, from a younger woman perspective, talking to someone who's looking to date older men.
Well, see, the thing is, I am the older woman. I'm older than everybody. Well, almost.
No, you're not older than Ray. I guarantee you that one. That's a myth right there.
I am the older woman who dates younger men. So if I were to say anything, it would be telling I don't know. Yes, the younger woman. I don't know who I would give advice to.
The older women tips on younger men, I guess, because.
Yes, because I don't date older men. The oldest I would like to date is 34. So I guess it would be the older woman dating
that's more
the younger
for me.
Man.
We can me and Nicole can kick it because she'll be on the younger end and I'll be on the older end. We can work.
Yeah, that's the cap for me. And I think if an older woman is looking for a younger man, I think it's very important to step back from that I don't need a man syndrome. So you don't end up emasculating that man, breaking him down, breaking his spirit, which we tend to do. Uplift instead of pushing him down. Try to push him forward, and you have to have a very gentle push because men are just as sensitive as women, and their egos take over more, so you have to watch what you say to them. They'll shut down. So the older woman needs to not baby the man, but you have to tell him, hey, I appreciate what you're doing. Now let's try this over here. Not, nigga, you need to get a job. You ain't shit. It's not what you say. It's how you say it. So if you want that younger man, you want to lift him up, you want to build him up, then you have to know how to talk to him.
I think that's universal.
Right.
That's for anybody, older, younger.
It probably is. You have to keep it tight. No matter what, in my experience, a lot of the younger men are very physical and a bit shallow. So I would say, you have to keep it tight.
Yes.
Sometimes you got to stroke that ego, and sometimes you got to spank that behind.
I think every man loves the ego stroke, though.
Of course.
I think men are more sensitive than women.
Of course.
That's a bad thing to that older one.
Huh?
Clayton, you still there?
Yeah, I'm still here.
Yeah, if you wouldn't mind, just from the male perspective,
can you hear me?
Just kind of break that down. We can hear you.
Okay. Well, from a younger man's perspective, I'll always say this. As a female, your body is your temple, okay? And the whole thing is this, as far as a woman goes, just like, you know, the women says, you know, you got to keep it tight. And just like the men said, the man earlier, you got to spank that ass every now and then in order to get it where it needs to be. But I tell you what, one of the things that I've noticed is that, you know, women today that I've seen, younger or older, their confidence level is so low about themselves that they'll just go for anything. And I think that's how this whole thing gets going, because as much as women talk about men need their ego stroked, women, y'all need y'all ego stroked too. You understand what
and
I'm saying? I think that I think there's both sides to that coin in that situation. But
you
I also think
right.
that, but also think at the same time though that you know I think that whenever you are playing into somebody's ego, male or female, I think that feels good for any and everybody. Everybody
mm-hmm,
likes to
mm-hmm.
feel that they are important. Everybody likes to feel that they are worth something. So I think that, you know, when you really get down to it, you can take the whole sex part out of that element and just really,
right.
what are you bringing to this person that's going to make this person happy? And it may not even be the sex. It may be
right.
for the simple fact that, you know what, I'm with somebody that I didn't even think I deserved. Now, how low of a confident woman for her to say that about herself? I'm with somebody that I don't even
that's
think I deserve.
Horrible. Yeah.
That's
I
good.
Would think that's a turnoff.
It is a turnoff. It's a big turnoff whenever you're looking at a beautiful woman and she don't even know
mm-hmm.
she's beautiful. How bad of a situation is that? And
because
then,
she watches
and,
too much TV and her confidence
yeah,
is based on what she looks like, not what she has to
yeah.
offer. She don't even know what she
mm-hmm.
has to offer because she's so busy
hey.
Trying to worry about what she looks like.
Hey,
exactly.
It's like that. It's like that song by Usher. Don't make me pay for another man's mistakes.
Mm-hmm.
You know, I'm sorry that your man wasn't telling you that you were good looking. I'm sorry that your man wasn't telling you that you were good in bed. I'm sorry that your man wasn't telling you how smart and how beautiful and how successful that you are. But that don't mean that your pussy is whack either. You may have good pussy, but you know what?
It may be.
But here's gonna be the thing: if your confidence level ain't where it needs to be, guess what? Mm-hmm. That sex ain't gonna be any good either.
And you also you have the pillow princesses too. You got the pillow princesses that think that they all they have to do is look good because then the man is so excited to have someone so beautiful on his arm. It don't matter that she just lay there.
Yeah, that don't last.
I call that the Kardashian effect.
It does not last.
So you have that, but then, like you said, it doesn't. I feel like it, even though I am a sexual educator and I make my money based on people's, you know, the motivations and things behind sex, the biggest thing that I tell anybody I speak to is that if your confidence is not based on something that's not sexual or that's not physical, then your confidence is not real because that shit can change. I hurt my knee and gained 50 pounds, and guess what? I'm still a bad motherfucker, and it ain't like I said, it ain't nobody I can't pull. I don't feel like, period. And that's because it has nothing to do with what I look like. I hurt my knee, and then therefore I couldn't do the things that I normally do to keep myself together. So does that mean I'm going to curl up in a ball and feel like, oh, because I can't do certain things now, I look different. Now I'm not worth as much because I look different? That's not real confidence. That's not genuine confidence. Real confidence is impermeable.
Like I said, all of the men who changed my mind, I thought they were not physically my type. Those were my longest lasting relationships.
Baby,
where I
because
may
I tell you my favorite don't look nothing
me
like what
somebody.
I'm telling you. Because it's the personality that gets you. Because this one man walks up to me, he said, I might not be what you want, but I'm what you need. Baby, look, I gave him my card immediately. Because if you have confidence like that to come and talk to me like that, you know what? Even if I don't end up dating you, I want to know you. I
want to
know where that came from.
I will always remember you.
Because there's a difference between absolutely. But see, being sexy and being attractive are different. You want to be attractive.
Yes.
Men and women, you want to be attractive because you can be beautiful and be ugly as hell.
And very unattractive. Yes.
So you gotta make sure that you are attractive. What do you offer? What do you bring to the table? Do you make other people feel good about themselves? You know what I'm saying? Do you feel good about yourself? Because that kind of stuff translates. I don't have to tell anybody I love myself. I don't have to tell anybody I'm this, I'm that. People know.
Yes, exactly. Yep.
If I got to tell you, then that shit ain't real.
Mm-hmm.
Too Short once said in one of your songs, not how long you talk, it's what you put in it. Can stay wrapped up in the ghost around somebody and talk yourself out of a situation by saying too much.
And you can't talk yourself in, but you talk yourself out.
And we're keeping this real tonight, folks. We're talking about cougars and lion babies. And sometimes when it all boils down to it is a communication factor. What are you actually saying to this person to make them feel comfortable, not only at their particular age, but in their own particular comfort zone? So we have to look at some of the aspects that we talk about when we're trying to reach out to somebody for whatever particular need, because, you know, the cougar is the animal that preys on the young. It preys on something smaller. So it's out there reaching and hunting for something a little bit differently than most. It's not just about trying to, you know, build the quick relationship and make it last all the time. It's looking for the right now thing. You know, maybe not nothing long term. Eventually that may happen, but it's not designed to go out and get that long term. That was something that was mentioned earlier, you know, about the person who's reaching out to that person and changing up the style and wearing braids and sagging and things like that. Maybe, as they say, a midlife crisis, if you will. And that kind of reflects a lot of different things because some people think as if they missed out on an opportunity. When they try to relive a moment or try to go back to what they think was cool to gain that attention and not even be themselves. So find yourself in anything that you're doing, whether it's your dating life, whether it's your business, whether it's your family for that matter, folks. This is how we keep it real and we keep it 100 here on the online happy hour. Because sometimes people say, well, it's just all talk. It's just all talk. What are y'all really doing up there? I ain't getting into the conference. But we have a resolution. That's one of the differential factors here. We keep it 100. We allow us to say what's on our mind because that's who we are. Ain't no faking in our conversation at all. And we get calls from all over the country that chime in and they listen. They get some great information. They may take it back to a friend or family member, but
in reality, you need to keep it in check yourself sometimes. If you're stepping outside of your box to say, you know what, I can reach out and I can look into someone and say, it's not necessarily here at my level, at my age group. Maybe I just want to step out and say that this is something that I can do because I can just do it. I'm stepping out of my box. I'm stepping out of my own age bracket to mature myself and take myself to a higher level. Or I've got enough wisdom that I can go ahead and I've learned this at this level and I can reach back and give it to somebody else. So lions, cougars, kittens, cubs, wherever you might be in your dating game or your communication level, make sure that you're doing it to the best of your ability. That's real talk. If it's your sex game and you need to keep it there, you know, Miss Goody gave some great points and great tips. You learned some stuff from Nicole tonight. Clayton kept it 100. And Big Ray is always going to keep it where it needs to be. So make sure, folks, if this isn't your last time listening to the online happy hour, we want Miss Goody to come back if she's available to come back for another fantastic broadcast and keep it 100. I've enjoyed myself. I've learned quite a bit. And I'm going to keep it there at all times, folks, because this is how we do. This is how we grow. Closed mouths don't get fed. And real minds don't grow because we keep things to ourselves. That's wrong. So learn today. Learn. Get some great information. I got some great information. If you want to date somebody that's younger than you, you know, 15 to get you 20. So make sure that you're dating in a proper ad. I saw a young lady today, and she was at Sonic, and I was like, you know what, I need to keep asking for more napkins. She was just that fine. But you have your limits, and you can't do everything and everybody. So be yourself. Don't be afraid to step out the box. You know, Clayton said that earlier. You don't have to change and do something different and just based on what somebody else thinks of you. So we like to keep it 100 here on the online happy hour. We are doing some great things over here, bringing some real people to you. Go back, maybe send this link to somebody that you know might need to listen and learn something from this show. It's always every Tuesday night, folks, 8 o'clock p.m. Central. We're going to be doing the Funky Fresh Show out at Neo's this Friday, 1101 Oak Grove Road with Catfish Fridays, and doing some true networking. So coming up May 5th, Cinco de Mayo, you need to join us out there at Joe Pool Lake for the Relationship Roundtable Volume 2. Miss Goody will be in the place, and she's going to be on the panel. Tell somebody about what you learned today, folks. It's going down. Now, this weekend also, Saturday, this is very, very important. From 1:30 p.m. until 4:30 p.m. at 101 East Abrams in Arlington, we are having the second casting call for the stage play, Second Place Women Who Come In First. Get your talent on. Find out what needs to happen. Show up. Be real. Read the script. We ain't playing no more. This is 100% live. Because we want to know there's somebody out there that has, you know, maybe you didn't get to read your Easter speech. But you really got some true talent. Fall in line, folks. We ain't going nowhere. One world. That's what we do, baby. As we wrap up the show today, I want to thank the folks for chiming in and giving their insight. Ms. Goody, it was great to have you on. Nicole, Big Ray, Mike and Clayton, y'all did your thing. For all the folks who are on the phone lines, as always, you make the show what it is. And if you had a good time tonight, folks, and you got some good information out this show, just do us a favor. Tell five more people to tune in with you next week as we come back with another hot topic. Log in, listen, and learn, fam. My name is Andy Brown. I want to say go mob to my friend. God first, keep him first in everything that you do, because I promise you, he will change your life for the better. Good night, and I'm gone. Quiet Boy laid this track. Y'all peep it out.